Proclamation number 8873 of 24th of October, 1964. God follows souls to depth. In view of the overwhelming spiritual hardship, the greatest spirit of infinity also expresses himself. He gives you his holy word. He pours out his gifts of favor over man, and he only demands open hearts, which want to hear his address. He is so intimately united with you that you would have to feel his love if you were receptive to the power of his immense love. But then you would pass away from happiness, you would no longer be able to finish your earthly life, and therefore he can only consider you according to your maturity of soul. But he addresses you. He bends down to you in order to open up a knowledge for you in his merciful love, which shall make you happy. For even if he is the most perfect being, whose address you, as beings which have fallen away from him, are not worthy of, his love and mercy is nevertheless of such abundance that it would like to envelop you, that it would like to constantly instruct you so that you find your way out of the state of ignorance, so that you devote yourselves to him again of your own accord, so that you could unite with him again. You once were radiated by him, and his love pursued you, because you were the same in your original substance. And this great love is also now again your constant companion. It followed you into the deep when you fell away to again guide you back up, because love cannot and will not decrease eternally. And yet you had turned away from this love. And this was your fall, that you rejected love. This sin, to rebel against divine love, was so great that it caused you an endless long state of agony, because once you have to return to God again, whose love knows no limits and he reveals himself to you in the stage as man as lover. He seeks to place you into the state of light again, he seeks to chase away the darkness in you by kindling a bright light in you, for he knows what you lack for perfection, that you let love flare up in yourselves, which makes you worthy of his illumination of love. Then he has won you back, and you now remain eternally his. Since the end is now near, also the measure of favor is inexhaustible, because he is always and eternally the merciful God, who gives up no soul and wants to help all to salvation, but who also has to pay attention to the free will of men, otherwise everything would already have been redeemed long ago, but what would exclude highest perfection. But when his voice sounds and finds echo in the hearts of men, then also the homecoming into the Father house is secured. And that is why he addresses you, in hot love towards you, who once were his and are to return again to him. That he will also achieve this return one day is certain. Therefore it will always only be up to the will of the being in which time it bows down and no longer opposes his will to him. And again he tries that a gap opens where he can let his love light ray fall in, but which then ignites and becomes a bright flame, which also changes the whole being inwardly. The love light radiates down from above and gives the human heart a boost to love, as it also cannot be otherwise, because the eternal spirit of infinity is a sea of fire, which pours itself into everything what does not close itself to it. And as the fire quickly spreads, so also everything will fall prey to it what comes near to it, only that this is an immensely happy process, which all beings are to strive for, because through it they come to true life, because then they are only truly happy when they can be active again, as it was in the beginning. And this is his strength and power and glory, that he succeeds in once placing everything that came forth from him into this state. that he succeeds in making beings out of these works which can call themselves children, which find their beatitude in him and can never ever lose it again. Amen.